This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News. You can tune in to Newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Melanie Lekosovic of the Daily Mail reports that John Marie Sr. will be the lone Republican on the Athens Village ballot in March. Marie and Rick Serrano were chosen to run by the GOP caucus, but days later Serrano declined the nomination, saying he is not an Athens resident. Marie is seeking to unseat either Democrat incumbent Deputy Mayor Herman Reinhold and Village Trustee Gail Lasher. Village elections are March 20th. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Lisa D. Connell writes in the Register Star that the state's Office of Children and Family Services has awarded grant funding to two social service agencies in the area, Berkshire Farm Center and Services for Youth based in Canaan, and Parsons Child and Family Center of Albany will share a total of $14.4 million in grant funding made available by the state agency this year. Berkshire received $314,000 to support a family preservation program to provide at-risk children and families the services and support needed to keep children in their own homes. Parsons received $400,000 as part of the state's 2011-12 Temporary Assistance for Needy Families Prevention and Post-Adoption Grants. Berkshire and Parsons were two of the 49 grantees selected from 106 applications submitted. Other regional recipients included Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Albany and Northeast Parent and Child Society Incorporated. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Arthur Jornoff in the Register Star writes that Christopher L. Anderson, 24, and Jeremy Boss, 22, of Ghent, and Joshua Spencer, 28, of Hudson, appeared in Columbia County Court Tuesday. All three entered pleas of not guilty to four counts of first-degree burglary. Anderson and Boss pleaded not guilty to two counts of second-degree criminal possession of a weapon in connection with a January incident in Chatham. Anderson is represented by David Seth Michaels. Boss is by Ann Weaver, and Spencer is represented by Steve Patterson. The charges arise from an alleged burglary at a private residence. Katrina Lewis, 19, and Chavance Q. Anthony Lewis, 18, both of Hudson, were arrested and arraigned at the time of the incident. But District Attorney Paul Chajak said Tuesday, quote, they are not being indicted, according to Jornoff. A pretrial hearing is scheduled for June 8th. Jury selection will begin June 11th. You can read the full story in the Register Star. Jim Plank writes in the Daily Mail about a report just released by Transmission Developers Incorporated of Albany. The developers of the Champlain-Hudson Power Express, a 333-mile power line project, proposed to run from Canada to the greater New York City area. The project is currently in the review process. CHPE will run both underground and underwater for its entire length, utilizing railroad right-of-ways where no water body is available, according to Plank. It is being designed to deliver 1,000 megawatts of hydro and wind-produced electricity and has been in the works for more than 3 years. If approved by the State Public Service Commission, the construction period could run from 2013 to 2016, bringing the work through the Columbia Green Corridor in 2014 or 2015. The commission study, performed by Boston-based London Economics International, estimates the project has the potential to create anywhere from 300 to 600 construction jobs. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Today is Thursday, February 9th, 2012, and the National Weather Service predicts for New Lebanon in Columbia County that it will be sunny with a high near 39 and a low around 24. Friday should be sunny with a high near 39. Friday night, there's a 40% chance of snow showers with a low around 24. Saturday, there's a 50% chance of snow showers with a high near 24, a low around 8. Sunday should be partly sunny and breezy with a high near only 19 and a low around 6. Monday should be sunny with a high near 27. Today is the second Thursday of the month, and there are town meetings in Chatham. At the village meets at 7:30 p.m. at the village hall. Copake, the town board, meets at 7 p.m. Gallatin, the town board, meets at 6:30. Greene County, the Finance and Audit Committee, meets at 5 p.m. at the county building, 411 Main Street in Catskill. Kinderhook, the planning board, has a workshop meeting at 7 p.m. at town hall. Livingston, the town board, meets at 7 p.m., as does the town board in Stuyvesant, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 5 Sunset Drive, Stuyvesant. Call 758-6248 for information about meetings in Stuyvesant. Tannersville, the village trustees, meet at 7 p.m. in their village hall on Route 23A. And Windham, the town board, meets at 8 p.m. at Town Hall in Hensonville. Sunrise is at 6:59 a.m. and sets at 5:22 p.m. The moon rises at 7:50 this evening, and yesterday's moon sets at 7:32 a.m. Last night, the New York Knicks beat the Washington Wizards 107-93, mostly thanks to Tyson Chandler's 25 points. The Detroit Pistons beat the New Jersey Nets 99-92, even though Deron Williams got 34 points for the Nets. The Duke Blue Devils beat the North Carolina Tar Heels with a last-second shot by Doc Rivers' son at 85-84. And tonight, the Lakers are at the Boston Celtics on TNT. And tonight, on the WGXC afternoon show from 4 to 6 p.m., artist Irene Wiley discusses her work with hosts Ellen Thurston and Richard Wath on the WGXC Afternoon Show from 4 to 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM Acra.